is subdivision 2022-23 Schofield.
I'm up again.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you've had a break.
So. You know, I had a couple drinks. I
had
a drink of water.
Yeah.
Mr.
Chairman. Well, we're all going to take a break here in a few minutes, so go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request to amend the conditions of approval and recorded final site plan for subdivision 2022-23, known as Schofield, to allow the Monroe Avenue entrance to become gated for the following reasons. One, the commission has the authority to govern roadways within subdivisions in Sussex County. Title IX, Section 6810A of the Delaware Code confirms the commission's authority over roads and subdivisions, stating that the location, proposed grades, and drainage of all roads intended to be dedicated by the owner thereof to the public use or for the use of owners of property abutting thereon or adjacent thereto, love that language, within the limits of the district shall be submitted to the commission for its approval. Two, Section 99-9C of the Sussex Code states that the approval of a subdivision shall include consideration of the following: provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways, and the effect on area roadways and public transportation. These factors were all considered when this subdivision was originally approved, and there is no legitimate reason to change that original approval now. Three, Section 99-17 of the code provides guiding principles for street design. Section 99-17D states that proposed collector streets in the subdivision shall provide for the continuation of existing planned or platted streets on adjacent tracts, unless such continuation shall be prevented by topography or other physical conditions, or unless such extension is found by the commission to be unnecessary for the coordination of development between the subdivision and such adjacent tracts. Section 99-17D of our code effectively mandates this interconnectivity, and there is no compelling reason to limit it between these two subdivisions and the city of Lewis's Monroe Avenue. Four, our Sussex County Comprehensive Plan promotes interconnectivity like what is required in Schofield. For example, Section 12.2.3 of the plan states that the county should encourage interconnectivity between parcels of land like the Monroe Avenue interconnectivity here. This is summarized in Objective 12.1.4 of the plan, which states that the county should encourage development design that promotes increased access between the developments and the community facilities, including parks, schools, and libraries. More specifically, strategies 12.1.4.2 and 12.1.4.3 direct the county to implement the interconnectivity required in Schofield by encouraging interconnectivity and creating multiple alternate routes for automobiles. Amending the approved interconnectivity between Schofield and Monroe Avenue would be inconsistent with these directives of our county comprehensive plan. Five, Sussex County has been criticized for not undertaking a master plan approach to development design. Interconnectivity is an important aspect of master planning. The county should not be asked to delete or limit access to a road that was approved after considering the larger area, other developments, and the adjacent roadways. Doing so would run counter to the idea that master planning and the interconnectivity that goes along with it is a good land use tool that is beneficial to Sussex County, and retroactively amending a site plan to delete interconnectivity would undermine the overall design and the finality of any master plan development. Six, Schofield was specifically approved with interconnectivity to Monroe Avenue and the adjacent property within the city of Lewis. And the adjacent property was approved for a subdivision within the city of Lewis, providing for and expecting interconnectivity with Schofield. In neither case was a blockade or limited access interconnection contemplated when these two developments were approved. There is no compelling reason to change that design now. Seven, the gates will be a hindrance to GPS mapping in directions which do not necessarily recognize the existence of gates. Eight, the record does not contain any agreement or consent from the Sussex County paramedics, the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, utility providers, state police, or Lewis Police Department to change the road design or accessibility. Also, the applicant did not provide any information about the impact of the Monroe Avenue gate on local school district buses, the postal services, UPS, FedEx, and Amazon, or even daily conveniences such as food delivery and passenger service businesses. Nine, once the development within the city of limits is completed, the gate at the adjoining interior boundary of those two developments will not prevent any traffic from entering either one from the Sussex County side or the Lewis side. In fact, it is likely that it will double the amount of traffic coming in or out of either side. Anyone unaware of the gate would come halfway into the development before hitting the blockage only to be forced to turn around the same way they came in, possibly at a high rate of speed to make up for lost time. 10, while there was testimony in the record that traffic and excess speed within Schofield, the actual impact of Monroe Avenue remaining open is largely speculative. The data provided during the hearing suggested that a substantial majority of the issues complained about come from the driving habits of Schofield residents and have nothing to do with interconnectivity. Also, Monroe Avenue is currently inaccessible or difficult to access because of construction occurring in the adjacent subdivision within the city of Lewis. Therefore, any alleged negative impacts of the interconnectivity are uncertain at best. There is simply no compelling reason in the record to modify the approved site plan to limit interconnectivity over Monroe Avenue. 11, there was testimony from residents in Schofield about the rate of speed of vehicles traveling in the neighborhood and the amount of traffic that will be generated if Monroe Avenue remains open. Speed and traffic calming can be a legitimate concern of the community, but there are better ways to address these issues, such as stop signs, cameras, speed bumps, and speed limits. 12, the site plan for this development was approved for this development with uninterrupted access between it and Freeman Highway. Everyone owning property within the development bought their lot subject to this open interconnectivity. Also, the City of Lewis approved the adjacent development with the Monroe Avenue interconnectivity after public hearings and an opportunity for anyone interested to object to it. I do not find any compelling reason why this development would have originally been approved with a gate in the middle of Monroe Avenue as requested here, and the record does not provide any compelling reason why this road should be gated now. Additionally, neither the county code, the county comprehensive plan, nor good planning support an amendment to the approved site plan to place a gate to block access between this development and Monroe Avenue. 13, for all these reasons, it is my motion that the request to approve the gate in this present location should be denied and that no gates should be placed on this road to prevent interconnectivity that is open at all times. This was a lot of thought went into this, so.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to moved and seconded to deny the request to amend the conditions of approval and recorded site plan for subdivision 22-23 Schofield for the reasons stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote no to the motion to deny the application.
All right, Ms. Wingate?
I vote yes to deny the application,
or
to the approval for all the reasons.
Okay, Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I vote yes to deny the request because master planning is something that we're trying to get people to do, to better plan for safety and lives of the people in this county. So that's why I'm voting the way I am.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
So I'm voting against the motion. Okay. I don't see how we reconcile voting against a restaurant at the end of Old Landing Road because of traffic, and we want to allow traffic off of a main highway to pass through a subdivision. I don't think that this situation is a typical one where we're trying to where we would allow to block the traffic from one subdivision to another because it is going to be taking a lot of traffic off of a very off a heavily traveled road to make a shortcut. So I am concerned with the additional. I think once people learn about it, that 10 or 15%, I think was the number during the hearing, is going to grow. But still, that's that can be a big number. And I am concerned those streets are small streets. I think that it would have been nice to have seen those streets wider in the first place, those main streets going through Schofield. I think it is a safe, I think the more traffic, the more unsafe that it is. So I'm voting against the motion.
All right, sir, thank you. One of the benefits or sometimes detriments of having been around so long in this job is knowing how things got to be the way they are and why they were done that way. And it's with, again, some reluctance that I vote in favor of the motion. For the reasons that were stated, that this effort to try to master plan this area, to minimize the impact to the public roadways and so on, is something that was not done haphazardly. It was done intentionally. It was done with everyone's knowledge. Now, having said that, I will say that it is certainly of a great deal concern that there are so many people that want to see this changed. But I feel that it's a matter of such gravity that it's not a decision that we should make. So I'm going to support the motion, and I'm going to remind the applicant that you have the right of appeal to your county council, and they have a right to make a different decision. And so with that, the motion carries 3-2. Thank you.